from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
She's going around the corner. Come on.
It's time for Dirt and Sprague.
True love is hard to find. Sometimes you think you have true love, and then you catch the early flight home from San Diego, and a couple of new people jump out of your bathroom blindfolded.
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
We should date.
What?
Date. I said we should date sometime. You know, socially. Go ahead, kick it.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
You're pretty sick, chaps.
The Fan.
What's up, sports fans? Hour number three of a Schultzy and Will edition of Dirt and Sprague here on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan, 99.5 HD2, the Odyssey app. We're on YouTube. We're on Twitch. Good to see everybody. Good to be in. I see rain outside. Will, I just walked out to go pee, and there is rain falling on the street. It is July, and we had a little rain. I'm down.
It's
nice and cool. Like, I'm going to walk back out and go out later for my workout, and it's going to be not ass hot. I'm down.
What are you hitting today?
So I do a personal training with a calisthenics trainer, and essentially he kind of works with, it's kind of the Tom Brady method, a lot of bands, and I have been...
No strawberries?
What?
No strawberries? You're not eating any strawberries? You said you were Tom Brady.
Yeah, well, maybe the workout method, but as far as like avoiding nightshades and strawberries and anything that makes me swell up, I'm terrible at that. I'm sure this, what I'm drinking right now, this horrible multi-thousand calorie drink isn't going to do anything to keep me from swelling. So I don't eat like Tom Brady, but I do. I remember Bill Belichick saying that, like, Tom Brady and those effing bands, can't believe he trains like that, like back in the day before the NFL really knew, you know, how to get guys even and really strong, and bands are okay. He's happy, actually helping me work out like a little imbalance. I've always kind of been weaker on my left side, so that's why we're doing the band work, but doing squats, doing all kinds of other stuff too.
Squats with bands?
No. Squats, like, with weights. Then we're doing, like, armband work. We're doing...
So it's like a full-body kind of system is what you're going through.
Yeah, I think today, because I missed a workout last week, we'll probably go heavy arms, and then I'll probably go back, you know, Thursday and do all the squats and the lunges that I got to do.
So, nice. There you go. Sounds like fun.
Try to get my chubby booty a little bit slimmer. I'd like to be around till like, I'm 80 or 90, if I could. Be nice.
You want to be around till 80 or 90?
I do.
Right now at 26, I don't. I'll let you know how I feel at 70, though.
All right, bro.
I'll let you know how I feel later.
I am halfway through that. Like, if I'm going to live to 70, I am at the halfway mark. So
okay, there you go.
A little scary to me. So that's why I'm kind of saying, like, well, 80, 90, that looks good. I always said anything over 80 is a bonus because I feel like the quality of years just tends to be, you know, it's a little tougher to get a quality year after that.
Well, who knows? I don't know. My grandparents are all over 80, and they're putting around just fine. So maybe I'm wrong. Maybe 80 is fine. And then by the time we are in our 80s, 70s and 80s, they'll have like nasal spray and I'll get hair again and you can have a six pack. It'll be a great thing.
Maybe I can look like a stud 80-year-old like Jack LaLanne back in the day, something like that.
Look like Tom Cruise.
Actually, he's looking old. He was at the Olympics, I believe the gymnastics competition last night, and they showed him on the primetime broadcast along with a few other stars. And I'm like, wow, for the first time ever, right, you are over 60 and you are looking old.
Yeah, but again, like, looking old for Tom Cruise is still like what a 40-year-old is not rich and not Tom Cruise would be like, yes, I look like Tom Cruise now.
Well, somebody that is maybe close to rich as Tom Cruise, but really wants to be as rich as Tom Cruise that is not showing up to Dallas Cowboys camp is apparently CeeDee Lamb. Dallas Cowboys top wide receiver CeeDee Lamb, apparently, according to report servicing last night, is not going to report with the rest of the team on Wednesday, coming off his best career season. He set a team record, led the league with 135 receptions, almost 1,750 yards. That was the second best in the NFL, second to only JJ, of course. He also scored 14 touchdowns, 12 receiving, and earned first team All-Pro honors. Obviously, he is not happy because he has not received the type of deal that the Vikings gave Justin Jefferson, 4 years and $140 million with $110 guaranteed. It's a $35 million average. I believe he's in the last year of his contract. CeeDee is for, I think it's like $18 million or $17.99 or something like that. So CeeDee already sitting out minicamp in June. We knew that. And now that he is saying that he's going to miss training camp, or reports coming out of Dallas that he is missing training camp, he can now be fined $50,000 per day by the team. Of course, the Cowboys also being hit up by Dak Prescott and Micah Parsons for extensions. Will, are you surprised that Jerry Jones hasn't signed one of them to the dotted line? I understand he's a shrewd negotiator, but you do have to lock up some talent on a team that I would say has a lot of questions about how they play in the playoffs from their fans and from the media there, rightfully so. And Jerry Jones, essentially, in my opinion, is giving everybody the middle finger right now, saying, I know best.
Well, he wants to win a title before he goes. He's been very open about that. He's been very honest about that. And I think when you look at the collection of talent that they've had on this roster and this team, for the most part, it's been pretty similar. It's been the same guys since around Dak kind of took over. Obviously, CeeDee and Micah are newer additions, but I mean, even CeeDee spent a couple years in the NFL. I wonder if Jerry Jones is finally getting out of his own way, where back in the day, hey, that's a guy who is really fast and people seem to really care about him, and so now you just get paid and I'm going to overpay and I don't care and I'm Jerry Jones and I'm going to throw my money around and we're going to have the most important team and people are going to pay attention. And I wonder if right now he's taking a look at this team and it's like, hey, I only have X amount of years left. I need to make a decision based on this team of, are they going to be good enough to finally get over the hump and get to the Super Bowl and actually win a Super Bowl? Or is this a year where if they don't get enough done, I need to blow it up and I need the ability to blow up the team and make big trades and get guys gone? Now, some of the Dak Prescott stuff kind of seems a little bit like Dak might be waiting a little on that too. Like if Dak waits, has a fantastic year this next year, he hits the open market, Dak Prescott will be the highest paid quarterback in the NFL. He will top Love. He will top Burrow. He will top Lawrence. He will top all those guys. I don't know if he'll have the most expensive total contract, but if we're talking average annual value, he will make over $55 million. They're talking about him in the $60 million mark, right?
Yeah.
Do I think he deserves that? No, not necessarily. Will someone pay it? Yes. And I think if he's able to lead this Cowboys team to a further playoff run, then Jerry will pay it. But right now, I think Jerry is just kind of saying, hey, I need to figure out if this is my quarterback that can get me to my final Super Bowl. And if it's not, then I'm going to make a big time move in the next year or so.
But it's important to him to pay that top wide receiver and that top, I mean, not just top defensive talent on the team, one of the best in the league, if not the best in the league right now. Like, you've got to lock those guys up. And then I think that would at least, and we'll look at this with Tua Tagovailoa in Miami, like, he's got weapons around him. You need weapons around Dak Prescott. So I'm just confused as to why not one of them. I feel like at least Micah would have been locked up by now, right?
Well, CeeDee Lamb's going to get.
He will.
Whether he gets paid or not, CeeDee Lamb will show up for games, right? He's on the final year of his deal. He is going to come to games, and he is going to play because you will only take so much suspension. Like, think about it. In the entirety of the NFL, in the last, let's go, 10 to 15 years, there's been one person who sat out the entire time and said, no, you didn't give me my contract and never came
back. Didn't go well for him.
Eventually, the player comes back. Even in Seattle when they had their big holdout with Cam Chancellor, guess what? After three games, Cam Chancellor went, no, I need to play, and he came back, right? And then eventually he got his deal done. I wonder if Jerry's looking at this and looking at what we've seen in young wide receivers, rookie wide receivers, sophomore, you know, second-year wide receivers, and says, I don't need to pay CeeDee Lamb this amount of money. I can go and draft, and I can go pick wide receivers off of the scrap heap, and if I get a good enough quarterback, he will turn them into something with an offensive coordinator that can scheme guys open, and then I can take this money and spend it in other places. I think that you're starting to see in the NFL, and maybe I'm wrong on this, but aside from the quarterback position, you don't need to overspend on players. CeeDee Lamb is not going to win you a Super Bowl by CeeDee Lamb's self. What CeeDee Lamb can help do is he can help bolster an offense and he can help take them to the next level. And he's a wide receiver that, based on all the other wide receiver contracts that are out, he does deserve to get paid. But that doesn't mean that the Cowboys have to be the ones that give it to him. If they can go and find younger wide receivers that are on the cheap, they can then rebuild that offensive line, which they do need to rebuild that offensive line. It's not the offensive line from 2016 anymore. Most of those guys are gone. The only one still there is Zach Martin, and he's performing at a high level, but that's not what that O-line used to be. I also wonder if he's looking at this from a defensive perspective and says, hey, you know what? I'm not going to necessarily pay Micah Parsons top dollar yet. I might wait a little bit. If this is the team I want to build, I'm going to do it then. He could be someone that you could use as a trade asset later on. That's a big-time player, and you can get a lot of draft picks and a lot of capital back. So I wonder if Jerry is finally kind of being smart and getting out of his own way and trying to build a roster based on what the NFL is now, which is you can't overpay for players because this salary cap will hurt you somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, maybe he is actually just using some smart negotiating tactics here, and they're just going right over my head because I'm just a dumb journalist or dumb sports radio host trying to pin what he's doing, and the actual conversations have been planning on this kind of approach all offseason. And yeah, the players are going to be frustrated, but that's just the way it goes. Like you said, Chancellor showing up game three. I mean, no players just don't end up reporting, at least most of the time. So, yeah, I can see where Jerry Jones might just be looking actually, I hate to say it, a little bit smart in this situation. But, Will, I also think it's a perfect point to transition from CeeDee not reporting. We'll see when he does either get a deal done or show up to Dallas Cowboys training camp. But from CeeDee to massive quarterback salaries, of course, Dak Prescott wanting $60 million a year. Will he get it from the Cowboys? Will he get it somewhere else? Setting a new mark for high quarterback salaries in the NFL. That actually just got set or tied over the weekend. Let's dive into that and ask the question, when quarterback salaries are going to be considered too much in the NFL? I'll give you my definitive answer next on a Schulte and Will edition of Dirt and Sprague. It's 8:15 on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Grandma's hands clapped in church on Sunday morning. Grandma's hands played a tambourine.
This
so well.
Is Dirt and Sprague, Gone 1080, The Fan.
Schulte and Will in for Dirt and Sprague here on 1080 The Fan. When are quarterback salaries going to be considered too expensive? Well, in my opinion, I think that number was passed about $15 million ago when Daniel Jones was handed $40 million a year by the New York Giants. But we are in the NFL world, of course. I get it. Each new quarterback contract is going to be a little bit higher than the next. They are highly valued. They are the most valuable position to their team. I understand that. And Jordan Love and Tua Tagovailoa just became the latest additions to higher quarterback contracts on the list at the top of the NFL. So the Miami Dolphins signing Tua to a four-year, $212.3 million extension, although there are some details of that I'd like to go into. Seemingly on the surface, you know, it looks like a very, very expensive deal, but there's actually some workings in there that don't make it exactly like, but kind of make it a little bit more like a Geno Smith contract with the Seattle Seahawks than you might think just after looking at the number. But the Miami Dolphins signing Tua to that four-year, $212.3 million extension. That does bring his annual average up to $53.1 million a year. Of course, that is now in the top five, $100,000 over Jared Goff. Now Tua sitting at fourth. And Jordan Love also getting locked up by the Green Bay Packers just hours later. For 4 years and $220 million, now at a $55 million a year average, tied with Trevor Lawrence and Joe Burrow, atop NFL earners around the league. So let's take a look at the Miami Dolphins situation when it comes to having to pay a quarterback that kind of crazy money. Now, obviously, Will, they're a good team. They've got weapons for Tua to work with in Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill. Their coach, Mike McDaniel, really gotten the best out of Tua in his time there and, frankly, gotten the best out of the whole team. Did they fold in the playoffs last season? Yeah, I think you could say probably. Do they struggle in cold weather locations? Yeah, I don't think Tua can play in Buffalo or in Kansas City or in New England, especially come playoff time. But Tua was statistically one of the best quarterbacks in the league over the past couple of years. Did he deserve a bunch of money? Hell yes. Yes, he deserved to get paid. But did he deserve top five money in the league? And we'll get into Jordan Love in a second. But as far as Tua goes, I'm not so sure, Will. I truly wonder if Tua would be the leader on any other team, if he would be the one elevating his guys on any other team. I personally am leaning more towards his success being a byproduct of the situation he's in right now with Miami, and it makes me wonder if he's worth that cash.
Yeah, the problem is he's the next in line. Like, where are you going to go where you're going to get a better quarterback? You know, like, your best case scenario is you hope that maybe Dak doesn't get signed in Dallas, and then you can go get Dak in a year. So I don't know if you could afford to not pay him. That being said, when I look at the Dolphins, I have a lot of fear with how much money they have locked up into three players.
Yeah.
You have to lock up Tua. If you think he's your guy, and when you look at him statistically, he's been pretty dang good. I mean, think about it this way, Schultzy. If they go out and they beat Buffalo last year, if they win against Buffalo in week 18, they're at home in the playoffs. I like Miami a lot better at home than I like them on the road, and they're not playing in one of the coldest, if not the coldest, playoff games of all time in Kansas City. So it could go either way. Now, that being said, I'm not totally sold on Tua. Like, I don't think Tua puts you over the top so that you, like, I don't think he's going to win games necessarily for you. I also don't think that he's going to lose you games. There are a lot of quarterbacks, Brock Purdy, Jared Goff, who get paid a lot of money because they're not going to win or lose you games, right? Like, that's a big deal.
Brock Purdy, he's still a 100,000-aire.
He's going to get paid.
The Niners will pay him because he is next up along with Dak Prescott.
He is going to get paid. But again, he's going to get paid not because he wins you games, but because he doesn't lose you games.
He manages them.
Where I get worried for the Dolphins is when you've locked up this amount of money that you have in Tyreek Hill, in Jalen Waddle, and in Tua, where do you pay the other positions and how do you pay them? You're going to have to hope that your front office and your coaching staff can find guys off the scrap heap and can develop them. If you can't do that, this Miami team is in a lot of trouble.
I mean, that's fair. You're talking about $28 million going to Tyreek Hill. I think Jalen Waddle's new contract is right around 35 or near, you know, what Justin Jefferson got in new monies, which is why CeeDee Lamb, go listen to our last segment anywhere you get your podcast, why he wants that money and is holding out of Dallas Cowboys training camp. But you wonder, with all of those contracts, like Tua, of course, he needs the money. You've got to sign your quarterback to complete that, but in that conversation, you look at the rest of the AFC. I mean, the league, sure, but is Tua even in the top five quarterbacks in his own conference? I mean, you look at Mahomes, Lamjack, I would say a healthy Joe Burrow, like not an injured Joe Burrow, but a healthy Joe Burrow's up there. I would even put, I think, CJ Stroud, Josh Allen.
To be fair, though, what would he be in the NFC?
That's fair. I mean,
you know what I mean? Like, because some of that is subjective.
You're looking at the Raiders. That's true. Yeah.
Like, right now, it's subjective if you're going to say, well, what is he ranked in the conference? Well, right now, everyone knows the AFC is dominant when it comes to QB talent in that conference.
But my point is that it's harder to get to the playoffs and in your own conference fighting all these quarterbacks. Is it worth a team that already has so much money committed to two really good players to commit it to somebody that, in my opinion, isn't the elevator of those guys? Why not go take a chance and see? I'm not saying that this is the way to go, but at least consider going and getting a young rookie quarterback. If you hit on somebody 70% as good as CJ Stroud, you're looking all right in Miami. Well, and you're paying him $10 million for the next 4 years.
So you're saying Tua isn't 70% of what CJ Stroud is?
I'm saying you don't pay him. You have the year with him. You make him say, all right, I'm going to go, you know, earn my money somewhere else by playing my ass off for you this year in Miami. You go find with your scouting a decent quarterback. And I get it. Quarterbacks, once again, the most valuable position in the NFL. All I'm saying is that there are more than one way to skin it. There is more than one way to skin a cat. Right?
Right.
And you either have a elite quarterback in the NFL or you have a super young quarterback in the NFL, and that is how you win a Super Bowl. I feel like Miami has all that talent, and this quarterback that they just gave top level money to, yes, he's next up, But he is not a top-level guy, and long-term, that is going to hurt them. Although there are some differences slipped into this contract that actually allow them to get out of it after 3 years instead of four. So that's why I was saying it's a little bit more like a Geno conversation. They can take a hit in the fourth year on the cap, but not pay him $50 million.
I'd make the argument that it's not the Tua contract that's the issue.
Okay.
It's the Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle contract. You can. It's easier to find 80% of Tyreek Hill, 80% of Jaylen Waddle. Shoot, it's easier to find 90% of those two wide receivers at a cheaper discounted rate than it is to find a quarterback. Just remember, yeah. I believe the number is top 10 quarterback picks. It's a 50% hit rate on bust or success. So finding that quarterback, even if you have the number one pick in the NFL draft, even if you have a top five pick in the NFL draft,
Bryce Young,
is a coin flip. So wouldn't it then be easier to not pay the wide receivers and go and find other talent? That being said, it's the Dolphins, right? Like, I know they haven't had postseason success, but I love what McDaniels can do. Like, I love the run game that he has created. He picked Mozart off a trash heap when they signed him in San Francisco. And then San Francisco got rid of him like yesterday's news because they got Christian McCaffrey. And Mozart led the NFL in touchdowns last year. McDaniels is able to design a run game that opens everything else up for Tua. The thing is right now, I don't think that you can go and easily find someone that is better than Tua. And when you can't do that, you gotta pay him. And whether he deserves it or not, he has fallen into the pay rate. We were talking about it on the Sunday show, Sprague and I, and the list of the top eight paid NFL quarterbacks.
Yeah.
None of them have a Super Bowl. I believe they have three Super Bowl appearances between those players. Burrow has one.
Yeah.
Goff has one. And I forget who the other.
Jalen Hurts.
Thank you. Jalen Hurts has one. And if you look at that list of eight players, which is Love, Lawrence, Burrow, Hurts, Jackson, Goff, Lawrence, if I didn't mention him, and there's one other in there. If you look at those quarterbacks, which one do you think gets to the Super Bowl first? Which one do you think wins theirs?
I mean, that's a good question. I like the Lions with Jared Goff. I feel like, you know, the Chargers have some momentum with Jim Harbaugh now. If they're going to pay a quarterback $50-plus million, I don't think I hear everybody saying, oh, Harbaugh's not going to make Justin Herbert throw. Yes, he is. He's a $50 million quarterback. You're paying him to throw the ball, so stop that. But also, Jordan Love, getting into really quickly the other massive contract handed out to quarterbacks over the weekend. Jordan Love of the Green Bay Packers getting crazy money. He had a great season on, of course, a rookie contract, but sat under Aaron Rodgers for a couple of years, so really only had 1 year to prove himself, getting signed to that massive deal, 4 years, $220 million, now tying him with the top quarterback salaries in the NFL. Can teams depend on those quarterbacks on rookie contracts that have success for more than one season? I mean, Love did show the ability to play well. He played well in cold weather. I like I said, a situation I do believe is a bit different since he sat under Aaron Rodgers for so long, and the Packers had a limited amount of play to base this decision on. But is that enough to give somebody, you know, that amount of money, tying them with the highest paid guys in the league? I don't think so, but I hear you, Will. What you're saying is that's just kind of the way that we're in, right, the world that we're in right now. But it really does give me pause wondering how quickly these salaries are growing, brother. I get it. Like, they are the most important position to their team. But in, like, 2014 even, we're talking $20 million as the top salary. Mark Sanchez, a couple of years before that, was the top paid quarterback at, like, 17 mil. I think Eli Manning was the first ever quarterback to get $20 million. And that happened just over a decade ago. Now we're already getting to 60. There will have to be a plateau at some point. There just has to be.
Eventually, you're right, there will be. But right now, you also have to remember, it's not about the monetary value. Like, it's not about the number of 20 or 30 or 40, you know, 55 million for the top paid QBs. It's about the percentage that they're making on the salary cap, which the percentage has largely kind of fallen around the same number.
Yeah.
Right? You know, it's right around that 13. If you're making over 13, you're not winning the Super Bowl. If you're under 13, you got a pretty good shot at winning the Super Bowl. If you're over 13, you better have Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
So remember that. It's more about the percentage towards the cap necessarily than it is the big number. The Love one I find interesting because, again, Sprague and I were talking about this on the Sunday show. When you think about Jordan Love at the end of last year, you think about him going out and performing at a high level, playing as a top 10 quarterback. He goes into Dallas and he absolutely dominates the Cowboys.
Yeah.
And then you think about that 49ers game and they were close, right? And it was a close game and it was back and forth. So Jordan Love had a couple insane throws, one where he's on the run and he hits a wide receiver on the sideline. They have a big drive at the end of the game. They're just not able to cap it off. And then you look at his numbers in that game, and it's he had less than 200 yards. He threw more interceptions than he threw touchdowns. But in my head, I remember thinking of that as being a big-time Jordan Love performance. Like, oh, hey, he's finally showing up.
Yeah.
So the Love one, to me, makes a little less sense than Tua just because your sample size is so small. Like, Tua has his injury issues, but when Tua has been healthy, he has been a good quarterback in the NFL and a top 15 above average quarterback with Mike McDaniels. When you look at Jordan Love, all you have to go off of is last year. So now you're basically trusting that the Green Bay Packers are saying, hey, we've had him in the facility for the last four. He was just getting his feet wet. This is the start of something great. And if Jordan Love continues to improve and plays like he did at the end of the year and only gets better from there, then this is a great signing because you probably got him for cheap. And if you're Jordan Love, it's a great signing because you're going to get another contract when you're 30. But if Jordan Love takes a step back, this is bad for the Packers. This is trying to go all in, thinking you have your guy, waiting 4 years, letting him develop under Rodgers, and then it all not paying off, and you're back in trying to get a quarterback here within 2 years.
I tend to agree with you there. They could. There is a world where they end up in a weird situation with a very, very overpaid, mediocre quarterback. Like, I'm not trying to knock Jordan Love, but there is a multiverse out there where that is a possibility. And to respond to the Vancouver Ford text line really quickly, yes, all sports salaries have increased. Want to look at top NBA contracts from 16 to now. You're right. I get that. And all in all, I understand the growing number of salaries. I understand teams like the Dolphins and Packers are in a must-pay situation with their stud QBs. All I'm saying is I'm getting super uncomfortable as a fan that a team has to hand a player $200 to $300 million after one good season. I'm concerned that that's going to be sustainable for that team in the future. Yeah, growing media deals. Sure, there's a lot of money coming at these guys and these teams, but I was in the mindset years ago that athletes making $50 million a year in salary alone was just way too much for one person. I always thought that like the $50 million salary mark would be hitting baseball first, but the exponential rate of growth of star player salary in the NFL, the NBA, as our texter points out for that matter, has been absolutely massive. In the past 10 seasons, it's just totally jumped the shark. I get it. All I'm trying to wrap up with is that I don't think it's sustainable for the years to come, and it'll be interesting to see where the ceiling could be if there ever is one. All right, do words actually mean anything? Apparently, Charles Barkley doesn't think so. That's next, but first, here's Will with SportsCenter.
This is Dirt and Sprague, Gone 1080, The Fan.
Schulte and Will edition of Dirt and Sprague here on Sports Radio 1080, The Fan. This Schulte soapbox brought to you by Tom and Peterson and Glorious too. So I'm getting pretty sick of words apparently not mattering, getting really tired of it. I'm getting sick of what people say, just, you know, trying to get quoted or just throw something out there that they'll lament is true to their bones publicly, saying, this is how I feel and you're not convincing me otherwise. Then later on, only ends up being hot air. For instance, all those celebrities that swore they would leave the country when Donald Trump became the president, none of them actually did. Not a single famous person that was bitching about it on Twitter actually followed through. Well, that same thing, maybe not with presidents or anything, but that same thing happened in the world of sports over the weekend. I would like to add one Charles Chuck Barkley to the list of famous celebrities who don't actually mean what they say when they say it. Weeks after claiming that he would flat out retire if the NBA didn't end up signing a new deal with TNT to keep Inside the NBA on air, old Chuck has pulled a complete 180. This is per The Athletic. He will either remain with TNT Sports. They're still going to be covering the likes of college basketball. They got baseball as well. They are subleasing a couple of the college football playoff games from ESPN to be on TNT. So he either now will remain with TNT Sports or listen to offers from ESPN, NBC, and Amazon Prime for when the new media rights deal kicks in 2025-26. Of course, Barkley is in the third year of a 10-year, $210 million contract with TNT Sports. He was quoted as saying that Turner has to come to me ASAP, and they have to guarantee my whole thing, or they can offer me a pay cut, which there is no chance of that happening, and I'll be a free agent. My thing was, wait, y'all bleeped up. I didn't bleep up. Why do I have to take a pay cut? Will, does any of this surprise you? A man that was ready to supposedly retire because of the almighty dollar being chased is right now back to chasing that almighty dollar himself.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really have a problem with it. I like seeing Charles Barkley on TV, and Charles has been open about there are times where he says things in the heat of the moment where he, you know, he believes it when he says it in the moment. Or sometimes he's using it as posturing to try and get people to get the job done that he wants.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah.
Now he's going back on it. Look, it's pretty hard to turn down that sweet, cushiony, hey, you're going to work during the NBA season and you're going to make $3 or $4 million a year, and all you have to do is work 2 days a week.
$20 million a year, Will.
Whatever
he makes, $20 million a year.
Whatever he's making, then he's just fine. Look, sometimes it's posturing. Sometimes you have to go out and say things to try and get your way, and it didn't work out for him, and then he could have either held by it and retired, or, which I think a lot of people thought was more likely, was that he would come back. And I love Charles Barkley, so I'm all for him, you know, getting out on his word and coming back.
I mean, I like it. I like the Chuck, like, whole shtick. I love him, you know, on Inside the NBA with everybody else, but I just find this entire line of thinking so freaking hypocritical. He was throwing the NBA under the bus for chasing the money. Now he wants that quick guarantee from his employers when things get rough, literally weeks after, this is a quote, stating it's a sad day when owners and commissioners choose money over the fans. It just sucks, and it sounds like you're choosing money over what you said you believed to be true in your heart and in your bones, what, a few weeks ago. I mean, Chuck, like, as I just said, well, he gets paid $20 million a year basically to talk in chunks of, what, no longer than 3-5 minutes before going back to commercial break with three other dudes? Who cares if you have to take a pay cut? Yeah, some of that money is for that sparkling Charles Barkley humor and personality. We love it. I love watching it, but I think we can all agree that he's way overpaid, and I'm not knocking on him. Really, anybody making that kind of money just to talk, I think we can all agree, is overpaid. Like, I'm not knocking Charles Barkley personally as a person. I hear stuff like that from people, and I become less of a fan. And beyond that, I just want us to actually attach meaning to what we're saying. That's all. That's all I want. I want us to mean it, and I want us to have to be held accountable for those words later on. That's all. That's it.
Simple. Yeah. I get what you're saying, but when it comes to, like, retiring or not, like, his words there only affected him. It wasn't like he was using rhetoric to go and attack anyone else. And as someone who is 26...
He was attacking the NBA for chasing the money. Yes, he was.
Well, yeah, how did that really hurt them? Were people really like, you know what, I loved the NBA, and then as soon as Charles Barkley attacked the NBA and said they were chasing a dollar value, then I stopped watching the NBA. Like, that didn't happen, right?
I get
like
it.
He went out there and he said some things in the heat of the moment, and then now he's saying different things about his own salary. Hey, I don't want to take a pay cut. I don't blame him. I would never want to take a pay cut. I don't think that I make enough money in any of the jobs that I do that would require someone to come up to me and ask me to take a pay cut.
I mean,
but, you know, once someone has given me a contract, I would like that contract to be honored. The thing that I want to just remind everyone, too, is I'm 26. There are a lot of really dumb things that I said at 22. There are a lot of really dumb things that I said at 16 that at the time I meant them. And now looking back, I know it's really dumb. And give me, you know, 10 more years and I'll think the things that I'm saying at 26 now are really dumb. It's why most people got off Facebook. They don't want to see your Facebook memories from your photos from 3 and 4 years ago. They don't want to see how much fatter they've gotten over the years or much better their hair used to look back then. So if we're, I just don't think that we need to hang on to every single word that every person has said and hold that as gospel. Like, nope, you said you were going to retire. Well, guess what? A material change happened. He's not going to retire. And I always want more Charles Barkley.
I hear you. I just think that that attitude and the hypocritical behavior is bullsh to people on the text line saying, stop clutching your pearls. I don't think I'm clutching pearls. I think I'm just asking for people to behave normal and just be consistent. I don't think that that's pearl clutching at all. But there you go. Charles Barkley basically flipping his tune, changing, pulling a 180 instead of stating that he would retire if the NBA did not continue to be on TNT going forward. Now he is saying that TNT better guarantee him the whole bag or he's going to be on to possibly ESPN or Amazon Prime or NBC. All right, let's wrap it up. Have some fun with audio coming up next. What not to do when you're Olympic announcer. It's 848 on The Fan.
Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
Just a couple minutes to wrap up a Schultze and Will edition of Dirt and Sprague here on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan. Some fun with audio. It wasn't quite a Tom Brenneman situation, but I would say that it was kind of getting there, and it was getting to that that direction. So a Olympics commentator, Eurosport commentator Bob Ballard, was removed from their broadcast over the weekend. Their coverage of the Olympic Games during a Australian 4x100 swimming relay, Bob Ballard was covering that, called a gold medal of the women's 4x100 relay, the winners from Australia, and at that point, after the win, made what was a very sexist comment live on air.
Well, the women just finishing off, you know what women are like, hanging around, you know, doing the makeup.
How many you just bought?
Yeah, there you go, Bob Ballard. Don't really know why you're saying that, but that clip going viral. We're playing it here. And yeah, commentator Bob Ballard making an inappropriate comment, a statement from the broadcaster read, and he has been removed immediately from our roster. Wow. What an F up, Will. That's a way to lose your job. Good Lord.
Yep, not smart. Just don't make that joke.
You don't have to go there. Stupid. It's useless. Just wanted to clown on Bob Ballard for being an idiot to end the show today. Appreciate all y'all for listening. It was a blast trying to unpack such a busy sports weekend. Will, thanks so much for coming in to hang with me, doing all the heavy lifting. It was a blast. Make sure you stick around. Colin Cowherd coming up next. The guys going to be back in their regular chairs tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Thanks again to everybody for listening. Have a great start to your week. You've been listening to a Schultze and Will edition of Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid.
The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Dirt and Sprague, Gun 1080, The Fan.
Schulte and Will edition of Dirt and Sprague here on Sports Radio 1080, The Fan. This Schulte soapbox brought to you by Tom and Peterson and Glorious too. So I'm getting pretty sick of words apparently not mattering. Getting really tired of it. I'm getting sick of what people say. Just trying to get quoted or just throw something out there that they'll lament is true to their bones publicly, saying, this is how I feel, and you're not convincing me otherwise. Then later on, only ends up being hot air. For instance, all those celebrities that swore they would leave the country when Donald Trump became the president, none of them actually did. Not a single famous person that was bitching about it on Twitter actually followed through. Well, that same thing, maybe not with presidents or anything, but that same thing happened in the world of sports over the weekend. I would like to add one Charles Chuck Barkley to the list of famous celebrities who don't actually mean what they say when they say it. Weeks after claiming that he would flat out retire if the NBA didn't end up signing a new deal with TNT to keep Inside the NBA on air, old Chuck has pulled a complete 180. This is per The Athletic. He will either remain with TNT Sports. They're still going to be covering the likes of college basketball. They got baseball as well. They are subleasing a couple of the college football playoff games from ESPN to be on TNT. So he either now will remain with TNT Sports or listen to offers from ESPN, NBC, and Amazon Prime for when the new media rights deal kicks in 2025. 26. Of course, Barkley is in the third year of a 10-year, $210 million contract with TNT Sports. He was quoted as saying that Turner has to come to me ASAP, and they have to guarantee my whole thing, or they can offer me a pay cut, which there is no chance of that happening, and I'll be a free agent. My thing was, wait, y'all bleeped up. I didn't bleep up. Why do I have to take a pay cut? Will, does any of this surprise you? A man that was ready to supposedly retire because of the almighty dollar being chased is right now back to chasing that almighty dollar himself.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really have a problem with it. I like seeing Charles Barkley on TV, and Charles has been open about there are times where he says things in the heat of the moment where he believes it when he says it in the moment. Or sometimes he's using it as posturing to try and get people to get the job done that he wants. Now he's going back on it. Look, it's pretty hard to turn down that sweet, cushiony, hey, you're going to work during the NBA season and you're going to make $3 or $4 million a year, and all you have to do is work 2 days a week.
20 million a year, Will.
Whatever
he makes,
he's
20
making.
Million a year.
Whatever he's making, then he's just fine. Look, sometimes it's posturing. Sometimes you have to go out and say things to try and get your way, and it didn't work out for him, and then he could have either held by it and retired, or, which I think a lot of people thought was more likely, was that he would come back. And I love Charles Barkley, so I'm all for him, you know, getting out on his word and coming back.
I mean, I like it. I like the Chuck, like, whole shtick. I love him, you know, on Inside the NBA with everybody else, but I just find this entire line of thinking so freaking hypocritical. He was throwing the NBA under the bus for chasing the money. Now he wants that quick guarantee from his employers when things get rough, literally weeks after, this is a quote, stating it's a sad day when owners and commissioners choose money over the fans. It just sucks, and it sounds like you're choosing money over what you said you believed to be true in your heart and in your bones. What, a few weeks ago? I mean, Chuck, like, as I just said, well, he gets paid $20 million a year basically to talk in chunks of, what, no longer than 3-5 minutes before going back to commercial break with three other dudes? Who cares if you have to take a pay cut? Yeah, some of that money is for that sparkling Charles Barkley humor and personality. We love it. I love watching it, but I think we can all agree that he's way overpaid, and I'm not knocking on him. Really, anybody making that kind of money just to talk, I think we can all agree, is overpaid. Like, I'm not knocking Charles Barkley personally as a person. I just I hear stuff like that from people, and I become less of a fan. And beyond that, I just want us to actually attach meaning to what we're saying. That's all. That's all I want. I want us to mean it, and I want us to have to be held accountable for those words later on. That's all. That's it.
Simple. Yeah. I get what you're saying, but when it comes to, like, retiring or not, like, his words there only affected him. It wasn't like he was using rhetoric to go and attack anyone else. And as someone who is 26...
He was attacking the NBA for chasing the money. Yes, he was.
Well, yeah, how did that really hurt them? Were people really like, you know what, I loved the NBA, and then as soon as Charles Barkley attacked the NBA and said they were chasing a dollar value, then I stopped watching the NBA. Like, that didn't happen, right?
I get
like
it.
He went out there and he said some things in the heat of the moment, and then now he's saying different things about his own salary. Hey, I don't want to take a pay cut. I don't blame him. I would never want to take a pay cut. I don't think that I make enough money in any of the jobs that I do that would require someone to come up to me and ask me to take a pay cut.
I mean,
but, you know, once someone has given me a contract, I would like that contract to be honored. The thing that I want to just remind everyone, too, is I'm 26. There are a lot of really dumb things that I said at 22. There are a lot of really dumb things that I said at 16 that at the time I meant them. And now looking back, I know it's really dumb. And give me, you know, 10 more years and I'll think the things that I'm saying at 26 now are really dumb. It's why most people got off Facebook. They don't want to see your Facebook memories from your photos from 3 and 4 years ago. They don't want to see how much fatter they've gotten over the years or much better their hair used to look back then. So I just don't think that we need to hang on to every single word that every person has said and hold that as gospel. Like, nope, you said you were going to retire. Well, guess what? A material change happened. He's not going to retire. And I always want more Charles Barkley.
I hear you. I just think that attitude and the hypocritical behavior is bullsh. To people on the text line saying, stop clutching your pearls. I don't think I'm clutching pearls. I think I'm just asking for people to behave normal and just be consistent. I don't think that's pearl clutching at all. But there you go. Charles Barkley basically flipping his tune, changing, pulling a 180 instead of stating that he would retire if the NBA did not continue to be on TNT going forward. Now he is saying that TNT better guarantee him the whole bag or he's going to be on to possibly ESPN or Amazon Prime or NBC. All right, let's wrap it up. Have some fun with audio coming up next. What not to do when you're Olympic announcer. It's 848 on The Fan.
Sprague on 1080, The Fan.
Just a couple minutes to wrap up a Schultze and Will edition of Dirt and Sprague here on Sports Radio 1080, The Fan. Some fun with audio. It wasn't quite a Tom Brenneman situation, But I would say that it was kind of getting there, and it was getting to that that direction. So a Olympics commentator, Eurosport commentator Bob Ballard, was removed from their broadcast over the weekend. Their coverage of the Olympic Games during a Australian 4x100 swimming relay, Bob Ballard was covering that, called a gold medal of the women's 4x100 relay, the winners from Australia, and at that point, after the win, made what was a very sexist comment live on air.
Well, the women just finishing off, you know what women are like, hanging around, you know, doing the makeup.
How may you just
There you go, Bob Ballard. Don't really know why you're saying that, but that clip going viral. We're playing it here. And yeah, commentator Bob Ballard making an inappropriate comment, a statement from the broadcaster read, and he has been removed immediately from our roster. Wow. What an F up, Will. That's a way to lose your job. Good Lord.
Yep, not smart. Just don't make that joke.
You don't have to go there. Stupid. It's useless. Just wanted to clown on Bob Ballard for being an idiot to end the show today. Appreciate all y'all for listening. It was a blast trying to unpack such a busy sports weekend. Will, thanks so much for coming in to hang with me, doing all the heavy lifting. It was a blast. Make sure you stick around. Colin Cowherd coming up next. The guys going to be back in their regular chairs tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Thanks again to everybody for listening. Have a great start to your week. You've been listening to a Schulte and Will edition of Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
Just a couple minutes to wrap up a Schulte and Will edition of Dirt and Sprague here on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan. Some fun with audio. It wasn't quite a Tom Brenneman situation, but I would say that it was kind of getting there, and it was getting to that that direction. So a Olympics commentator, Eurosport commentator Bob Ballard, was removed from their broadcast over the weekend. Their coverage of the Olympic Games during a Australian 4x100 swimming relay, Bob Ballard was covering that, called a gold medal of the women's 4x100 relay, the winners from Australia, and at that point, after the win, made what was a very sexist comment live on air.
Well, the women just finishing off, you know what women are like, hanging around, you know, doing the makeup.
How may you just
There you go, Bob Ballard. Don't really know why you're saying that, but that clip going viral. We're playing it here. And yeah, commentator Bob Ballard making an inappropriate comment, a statement from the broadcaster read, and he has been removed immediately from our roster. Wow. What an F up, Will. That's a way to lose your job. Good Lord.
Yep, not smart. Just don't make that joke.
You don't have to go there. Stupid. It's useless. Just wanted to clown on Bob Ballard for being an idiot to end the show today. Appreciate all y'all for listening. It was a blast trying to unpack such a busy sports weekend. Will, thanks so much for coming in to hang with me, doing all the heavy lifting. It was a blast. Make sure you stick around. Colin Cowherd coming up next. The guys going to be back in their regular chairs tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Thanks again to everybody for listening. Have a great start to your week. You've been listening to a Schulte and Will edition of Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.